And that was spectacular singing. What a stunning performance. That was Nikan Ingibire Kaneta, soprano from Ottawa, and you just heard why the audience fell in love with her. Nikan recently won first prize and the Audience Choice Prize at the Canadian Opera Company's 12th annual Center Stage Ensemble Studio competition. I'm so thrilled to welcome her to the show this morning. Nikan, welcome to Classical Mornings. It's wonderful to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Congratulations once again. What a stunning performance.
Thank you so much.
My goodness. You know, I was going through on the internet, on Facebook particularly, and I saw a picture of you and I thought, well, now that's a stunning woman. And then I clicked on it and there you were, and just this still, completely still, giving it over to a clip of the performance, giving it over to your performance, giving it over to what you had to say. And I thought, okay, that's a stunning voice. I got to talk with this woman right away. Who is she?
Oh.
And I just, I called the COC and I thought, man, this is something special. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. So congratulations, Nikan. I'm curious, how did it feel to go through the national search for Canada's top young opera singers?
Well, it was a long process. I started my master's at the Curtis Institute of Music last year, and I didn't do any auditions the past season because I was preparing myself for the next one, because I knew I was going to do a lot of Young Artist Program auditions. And in the summer, I submitted all my videos, and then results came out in September, and I did the first round of auditions, and then it worked out, and I found out I was in the finals, and it truly was a dream come true. I've watched many colleagues go through this process before me, and I've just been waiting for my turn, and it came around.
And how did that feel? What was the, like, what was the final performance like? Was there a lot of nerves going on?
For me, there was. So basically how it works is that we do a closed round with just the panel about an hour before the center stage competition. And that round, everything went super well. I wasn't nervous at all, maybe because it was an empty hall. But then I walked on for the public round, and I was like, oh, wow. The nerves kind of hit me once I saw everyone in the audience. But I just reminded myself that I was ready, and that I knew what I was doing, and that I had loved ones in the audience, and I wanted to do it for them. So it was a magical night. It really was.
And how, it sure was. And how did it feel to sing in the Four Seasons Center for the Arts? How did that, what was the acoustic like for you?
Yeah, surprisingly, it was easier than I thought it was going to be. I'm not super used to singing in huge houses yet, so it's always daunting the first time. But once we had the dress rehearsal, everything went really well. It's built perfectly for opera, honestly, because the voice just carries, even if it might not sound like it on stage from the audience. It's great.
Now you're going to get a master's from Curtis in opera, and you're studying with a phenomenal teacher. And so why is it important to you to audition for a young artist's program? What do you hope to achieve by being in the ensemble with the Canadian Opera Company?
Right. So I think I'm at the point now where my voice just needs a little more time to grow, and I have so much more to learn. And being in a professional environment like the COC or any young artist program is ideal for a singer at my stage. And they just have wonderful music staff, and they cultivate your artistry and help you grow as an artist. And yeah, I'm ready to learn and stay curious and grow more.
Mm-hmm. And when you were singing that performance live at the Four Seasons Center, was it challenging to get into the role of Louise, singing one aria before the house?
Right. I wouldn't say it was challenging. I've been singing this aria for maybe just under a year now. Mm-hmm. So it's really in my body. And honestly, singing it with orchestra for the first time made it easier because you really get what Charpentier wanted, you know, all the colors, and it's easier to really sing into the aria with an orchestra. And now when I sing it with piano again, I can still hear the orchestra, and I think it elevates my performance.
Ah, lovely. So that'll be nice in your next audition.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of, if you don't mind my asking, first of all, this is a personal question, and you can say, no, I don't want to tell you at any time. But would all you right. mind my asking how old you are?
I'm 23. I just turned 23 last Monday, actually.
Amazing. Where did you get that aplomb? Where did you get that stillness? Come on, that's not fair. 23. Jeez. I was just, I often say this, well, with anybody, actually, a performer of any kind, but, or a person. You walk into a room and you're given something for nothing. And I really got a sense, just watching you, that, oh, this is what this woman gets for nothing. She comes on the stage, she has a stillness about her. So people want to see more. We wanted to watch more. What's going on with her? What does she have to say? Do you feel that similarly?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's a big part of it, you know?
It is, absolutely, absolutely. And also the type of music. Is that repertoire that you foresee happening in the future for yourself?
Yes, I think that's where, well, unfortunately, Louise is not an opera that's done very often, but right. if I do have the chance to do it one day, it would be awesome. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. that's definitely the type of repertoire that my voice likes to sing, so I'm going to keep going in that direction.
Another thing I admire about your singing is that, for me, you're not trying to sound, there's no forcing in your sound. You're not trying to sound like somebody that you aren't or imitate somebody that you aren't, which is a seductive opportunity when you're young. Don't you find?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, that's not going to take you anywhere. You know, you have to find your individuality in this industry and showcase what makes you stand out and what makes you unique and why people should listen to you mm-hmm. and not try to sound like someone else.
And you say, of course, at 23, you know, I mean, you're hardly a done deal, you know, hardly 100%.
Baby singer.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, we're not always even ready, even when we're supposedly in the prime of our careers, you're still working on something, right?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And so what is important for you now in terms of what you're working on vocally? What is Julia Faulkner teaching you at Curtis?
Yeah, so right now I feel like my voice, I usually have ease in my top register, but the middle voice is usually what needs a little more attention and love right now. So mm-hmm. I work on, you know, finding ease and evenness with throughout my entire range. So mm-hmm. I've been working a lot on that, and yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So do you have engagements when do you start exactly at the COC ensemble?
Well, I would start in September,
okay.
But nothing's been confirmed yet.
I see. Well, they better have you. That's all I can say. And they better hire you too.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It just I'm so happy for you. And I was just
Thank
wondering
you so much.
It was going to lead to my question about being in the ensemble and if do you know and understand that if you are in the ensemble, do you also have opportunities to perform outside of your contract with them?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes,
that's great.
They yeah.
And what is a role in your future before we conclude?
Well, a dream role of mine has always been the title role in Massenet's Manon. Okay. It's one of my favorite operas, and okay. French opera is my favorite as a French speaker. And
yes.
Yeah, I would love to sing Manon one day.
Well, that you know, I'm sure you will get a chance. I have no doubt, Nikon. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Your performance,
thank you for having me.
Your performance was breathtaking, and it's such a joy to hear your artistry and confidence. And I can't wait to follow your career and see all the incredible performances you'll share. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. So nice to meet you.
And you, likewise. Bye bye.
Bye bye.